Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, JoJo White. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Whit Wyatt. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. Ruth moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball four. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth moves to third. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayworth scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Yankees, 1. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 2-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Dickey scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Combs. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Schubel strikes out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Yankees. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Combs hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayworth moves to second. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Crosetti moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer has Chapman trapped. There's the throw to Hayworth and over to Schubel, who tags Chapman for the out. Crosetti moves to third. Combs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Combs scores. It's 7-3, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Samuel Bird pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.